TalkLive.com.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That is toll free. You take control of the show and bring up anything. We're actually here live. It is Memorial Day. And it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And we're going to treat this just like any other show. We're actually here in the studio doing the program. Had to pay the board off a little bit extra to get him to come in today. But otherwise, we're here. And so if you've got something that's on your mind, maybe just Memorial Day thoughts, something related, 800-259-9231, something completely different. Anything goes on Free Talk Live.
What kind of thoughts are Memorial Day thoughts?
I've got some thoughts.
What are your Memorial Day resolutions?
I'm sure they're not very nice.
We're going to get to my thoughts here in a little bit, but the show's about you and your calls, so make them at 1-800-259.
Here at Free Talk Live, we love everything and everybody.
Yeah, we do love lots of people.
No, you don't like crap.
At Free Talk Live. All right, so 800-259-9231. You can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We have got archives there, the last six shows, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. You just go and grab them up. They're absolutely free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, keep listening to Free Talk Live or give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
So today is Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
Why do people celebrate Memorial Day?
Isn't it, it's the end of some war or another. I believe the, is it World War II?
I don't know. I just thought it was just a day that they dedicated to celebrating or to remembering those who have died in the military.
Well,
I didn't realize it coincided with any particular D-Day or anything like that.
Yeah, it was like they combined VE and VJ Day or something and made Memorial Day, or perhaps it was the other one. I don't know, but I believe that's what the case is.
Actually, you know what? We're going to get back into Memorial Day here in a little bit, but we do have Rick on the line in New York. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
How you guys doing?
Good. All right. So, what's on your mind?
Okay, you can hear me. Okay,
we got you, Rick.
Cell phone. Yeah, I'm the guy whose email you read yesterday. Not yesterday, but Saturday.
I think we read a few emails.
Did we like it or not?
The first one.
Did we like it
about,
or not?
Well, I think it seemed you liked it. I learned a lesson that when you guys say it's best to call, you like your calls best.
We do.
Absolutely.
I write one thing. People are looking to wonder whether they should call or write. When you write, you get your thoughts down on paper, but then Ian and Manwich kind of do a number on them.
Yeah, absolutely. We will do a number on them.
I highly recommend that you combine, actually, both efforts. I recommend that you write some notes and then call based off of those notes. Because if you call without notes, then you'll always lose track of yourself and you'll never know where you wanted to go.
I have since made some notes.
There you go. You're catching on, Rick.
Yeah, good. All right. Well, this was to do with the... It isn't to do with Memorial Day. Maybe I'll make that another call. This is the business about Real ID, and the hidden problem that I'm noticing is that this is yet another essentially extortion legislation by extortion.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the federal government recognizes, fortunately they still recognize this, that they can't actually say, all right, state governments, here is a law that you are now required to have on your books. We've mandated, we've edicted it as if you've just voted for it. You're required to have it. They don't do that yet.
Mm-hmm.
They give them a couple of years. So now they're saying, all right, well, we recognize you've got the choice to jump through these regulatory hoops, but if you don't, we may make your lives miserable. The favored tool, I just did a little searching. The favored tool has been thus far the Highway Trust Fund established in the 50s. And everyone wants their trust fund not interrupted, not even so much as a couple of percent, but all kinds of measures have been enacted. And you wondered at that point, I remember Manwich saying, what does this have to do with Real ID? Because this is how they're doing this time. Except it's not a matter of funding. Now you've listed them yourselves. I won't take up the airtime to mention them, but they are civil liberties issues, and they have to do with individual citizens ability to come and go as they please, interact with a bank as they please because of the Federal Reserve system, all kinds of...
Or apparently deal with any federal agency, period. That's what they're talking about. If a state says no to the Real ID Act, they're just going to lock everybody out of every federal program, and that includes airports.
This is the case.
Yeah.
Now, I can't help but think that maybe
personally, that excites me. How does that make you feel, Rick?
Well, there are opportunities in this. There is a really great silver lining in this cloud because it gives an advantage, in my opinion, to get liberty-minded people, and not just libertarians. Believe me, there are a whole lot of people who are smelling a rat in and have been smelling a rat about these restrictions and these threats for all this time since it's been...
You think it's going to wake those people up or key them in a little bit on what's going on?
This is a chance for these people who recognize the situation to give their state legislators a call and say, look, in this instance, you and I are on the same team. We got shafted. We're in the process of getting shafted by a Frankenstein monster, which, if you recognize your lineage, the federal government is the brainchild of the first 13 colonies. I live in New York. You guys are eventually going to live in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
We're talking these 1777 New York State Constitution, 1780, whatever it was, in federal. These folks are not recognizing which is the cart and which is the horse.
You're right. I mean, what you're suggesting is we created the government, and here they are continuing, going out of control, doing things they're not supposed to be doing, and people are just bending over for it. And I hope you're right, Rick. I hope that this Real ID situation serves to wake a few people up. I don't know if I don't know if I have enough faith in the American people these days. I believe they're really just asleep at the wheel, and I don't know what it's going to take.
Dare we invoke the old cliche of the frog in the boiling water?
Yes, I think we've certainly invoked that before, and it's a good one.
Yeah, this is incrementalism.
And it's true,
too. That's the reason they won't edict laws to the states. But all I was trying to say, I listed the possibility of a constitutional amendment first, and that set off the cart in your brain, and that you gave that downsized DC read the bill.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I don't see it possible that you're going to be able to convince anybody out there in Washington DC to do a constitutional amendment in regards to this.
But there is a second and thus far never used way of amending the Constitution, which might not even be successful.
The Constitutional Convention?
It is getting, they're vague on how it would happen, but there is a provision in the Constitution where two-thirds of the state legislators get together and have a convention made of state legislators.
Uh-huh.
They write and they write an amendment.
The problem is that in the Constitutional Convention, it's open season on the Constitution at that point.
That's
horrible.
That is true, and actually the threat to do such a thing, I'm sure there's been threats to do such a thing, the very fact that there's, let's put it this way, if 10 states get together and express some agreement, yes, this sucks, we need to fix it somehow, let us explore what alternatives there are for states, I'm thinking there might be, you ever hear, you know Gene Burns?
No, I don't know.
No, that name
is. No, Gene Burns? Oh,
no, you got about 20 seconds to wrap it up, Rick.
Oh, Gene Burns, find out who he is. That's the states to withhold federal tax money and put it in a...
Oh, I like that one. I like that one. Withholding federal tax money. That sounds like a good answer. I agree with you, Ray, if... Roy?
Rick.
Rick. Thanks for the call, Rick. We do appreciate it, man. Call us again sometime. We're coming back with more Free Talk Live.
You really are a jerk.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, M.D.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. I got to apologize to Rick for blowing his name there in that last segment. And you know what did it to me? I figured it out.
What's that?
He brought up somebody named Gene. Okay. Right towards the end of the call, and that threw me because I started thinking for some reason of Gene Ray, because the first name that I got wrong was Ray. I called him Ray first, and
right.
I was thinking Gene Ray from TimeCube.com, and no.
He's great.
No, it's
TimeCube.com. That
I want to get him on the show one
sheer
day.
Sheer genius.
Well, the reason why is because you were educated by mental midgets.
Educated stupid.
Educated stupid.
Right. If you don't get it, you'll just have to go to timecube.com, and then you'll figure it all out. 1-800-259-9231. All right. So it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manny.
It is the Monday night Memorial Day edition. We're here live doing the show. And, of course, you can take control and bring up political issues, personal problems, whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We have got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies who have sent us their picture. We're a little light on the Shrine submissions here recently. So if you're a female listener out there and you want to become a part of it, just email your picture to ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. Again, it's all there at freetalklive.com. Totally
free.
People
got tired of spending hours in front of Photoshop.
So, yeah, the dude, whoever it was that was sending us the fakers, probably.
Were they all Asian or something?
They were towards the end. He was sending a bunch of Asian fakes. Anyway, so Memorial Day. We're trying to figure out, I guess, where it came from.
Well, I got it right here.
You do.
It sprang from the Civil War.
Okay.
More or less. It was, people decorating the graves of Union and Confederate soldiers after the Civil War, and basically it just sort of evolved from there.
Hmm.
Originally called Decoration Day.
Ah, because they were decorating the graves.
Correct.
And so at some point, some politician, and probably in the 20th century, passed a law that said, or they passed some sort of, I don't know, a law, I guess it was a law, that said it was a, do you have to pass a law to get a federal holiday, or can you just deem it so?
I think you would have to pass a law.
I think
Memorial Day was officially proclaimed, and I don't know what that means, on May 5th, 1868, by General John Logan, National Commander of the Grand Army of the Republic, in his General Order Number 11. So apparently he just deemed it. But
so people tend to spend their Memorial Days doing barbecues, spending time with, what, friends and family, sort of thing?
I guess so. I mean, some people go around and put little flags at graves. Mm-hmm. I think that's a nice gesture. And those graves are usually the graves of fallen soldiers.
Now, just excuse me.
Not necessarily fallen soldiers. I should say anybody who served in the military. And
who's dead.
Yes.
Got it. I guess I'm going to be a little cynical here, and I tend to be cynical every year on holidays like this.
Yes.
Because I first of all, I'm an anti-traditionalist, and I don't like holidays necessarily, just based on because somebody made a holiday, I don't necessarily feel as though I should follow it. But here I have a real issue, and that is that it seems to me that we're celebrating the death of people, or remembering, I guess, in sort of a fake way, we're remembering them as though they fought for freedom. I think that's the message that the politicians love to give on Memorial Day. You know, they love to get up on the podium and start talking about how the soldiers had sacrificed their lives for our freedom in this country, and that's why we should be, remembering them here on Memorial Day today.
I don't like to think of it that way. I mean, I like the idea that soldiers that have died on, during battle and those who have served in the military have, in fact, fought for our freedom, but I really don't think they have.
See, that's
not
my
our
issue.
Lifetimes.
Right, that's my
certainly
issue.
Not in our
not
lifetime.
Even in our grandparents' lifetimes.
I don't like any of the wars since 1812, and maybe not that one.
Yeah.
You know,
every
Revolutionary War. That's the one I like.
You can basically say that every single war that the United States military has been in has been completely unjustified. Has been totally unconstitutional. And therefore, if it's unconstitutional, how could you possibly make the argument that they were defending freedom? Because they weren't. Now, if you want to try and explain to me how it was that they were defending freedom, by all means, 1-800-259-9231. I'd love to have an open dialogue here. Maybe a veteran
or
somebody
else. Well, the best defense is a good offense.
No, no.
Well, how about this? I'll do a little devil advocacy for you.
Okay.
If World War II hadn't have happened, it's generally the it's understood that World War II is the most liked war in our certainly
it's certainly the most I would say it's the most liked war because it was probably the most despicable war in regards to the way that we got into it, more so than Vietnam and the Gulf of Tonkin event, which of course never happened. It was completely fabricated. They actually killed a bunch of people to get us into World War II, to rally the public. I mean, in case you didn't know, the United States sank a Japanese submarine in advance of Pearl Harbor happening. They also were blockading Japan as well at the same time, so kind of making them a little bit angry, you know, preventing them from getting food and business and all those other things that commerce normally allows for a country to access. So not only were they making the Japanese very angry just through the blockade, they then sunk one of their submarines. On top of that, they had cracked their code, their radio code.
Right.
And so
they knew it was coming.
We were able to decipher their messages, and we found out that they were going to attack in Hawaii. And as a result...
At what day? At what time?
Mm-hmm. As a result, what did the president do? The president moved, and he had the generals order the boats to actually move closer together.
Yes.
To make them easier targets, so there would be more casualties, so therefore more people would be enraged, because if they'd act, you know, if they'd hit a little dinghy or something like that, or just hit one of the boats, maybe it wouldn't have been so bad in the mindset of the American people. But instead, it was a total tragic event.
Yeah.
These guys were slaughtered. And Americans...
To the mind of Roosevelt... The best thing that could happen is, you know, several hundred Americans die and a couple, several ships get sunk right there in Pearl Harbor. That's what he wanted to have happen.
Yeah,
he was reasonably successful.
He got exactly what he wanted. And as a result, he was able to get the American people to rally behind the idea of entering into World War II.
Now, I know that FDR is just about legendary. I mean, if you listened, if you listed, excuse me, the top five presidents that we had... Ever. I think most
based on
people,
what? Popularity?
I would say popularity, certainly. I mean, he was elected for four terms.
Well, because I would suggest that he was one of the worst presidents we'd ever had.
I would say that, but I mean, the criteria that you would use wouldn't even enter into most people's equations.
Okay.
So if it was done by the average American, if you had many people do it, FDR would probably rank in the top five presidents ever.
Right, the average
for
ignorant
some people,
American.
He would definitely be in the top three.
The average ignorant American would vote that way. Again, it is so despicable how we got into World War II, and I don't even know what your original point was. I had to go off on that tangent just to clarify what World War II was about.
I guess... what are we talking about?
You were saying something about World War II being the greatest war.
Oh, we were talking about wars that, specifically...
You said if we hadn't gotten into World War II, and you were going to finish that thought.
If we hadn't gotten into World War II, all these Jews would have died. How about that? You know, that's what most people are going to say. If America didn't get involved with wars, that's the first thing they're going to tell you. What about all the Jews in World War II? There have been 1 million, 2 million, 3 million dead Jewish people in World War II.
I'm guessing there were probably already a few million dead by the time we got in. But again, I'm not a historical expert. If you've got to chime in, do it. 800-259-9231. You want to change the topic, you can do that as well. 1-800-259-9231. Otherwise, we'll explore this whole war thing a little bit more coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Memorial Day edition. We're here just as we are every night during the week. Well, almost every night. 6 nights a week. Monday through Friday, we do it from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And Saturday, we have a live show as well. You can join us from 7 to 10 Eastern. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can also join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out our new experimental version of, I don't know what we want to call it, our new experimental thing. It's the MySpace account. You can go to myspace.freetalklive.com. That's myspace.freetalklive.com.
Our new social networking entity.
There you go. So I like that. Social networking entity. And you can join our friends list, and it's a lot of fun. So check that out. At MySpace.
I'm not so sure that it's a lot of fun.
Everything's a lot of fun at freetalklive.com by default.
Oh, I'm sorry.
1-800-259-9231. Talking about Memorial Day. Talking about war in general. And what bothers me the most on Memorial Day, it doesn't bother me remembering those who have fallen. I mean, I understand that. It's very sentimental. People give their lives. But unfortunately, the real problem is they gave their lives for nothing. And I'm really bothered when politicians get on the air and get on their podiums and do their speeches on this particular day or this weekend, talking the good game about, oh, they died in defense of freedom. Oh, they died in defense of America's values. No, not at all. There was nobody who has died in any war in any of the past few generations, the past couple hundred years, that died to advance the cause of freedom, that died even defending freedom. They all died for political purposes. They all died for a bunch of old men in Washington, D.C., who gave them orders and told them what to do.
For their own ends. They just
for,
their own,
for the politicians' yeah. own ends.
Not for the obviously not for the guys who die.
Right. Yeah, they got nothing. They're dead.
Nothing's really changed in war in the last, 1,000 years. Before it was feudal lords saying, you know, telling their little serfs, you know, take these weapons and run out here and try to kill these other guys with these weapons. And I don't really care how many of you come back, just win, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't changed.
No.
You know, Roosevelt was fine. It was fine with him to tell little lies and to manipulate the situation.
Those are some big lies. They resulted in people dying. If somebody dies as a result of your lie, it's not a little lie anymore.
I understand where you're coming from. But I'm saying, you know, punching those ships up in Pearl Harbor so that lots more people would die and there'd be lots more damage. It's the same kind of thing. You know, then that way we can go, you know, run all over the Pacific nations down there and see. Let's get what did we get out of it? Panama? Did we get?
How about what did we lose?
We lost
hundreds of thousands of young men.
Yeah, who joined up to fight, in to their mind, defend America.
Yeah, they didn't think, they thought they were doing the right thing. Soldiers
right.
always think they're doing the right thing.
Sure.
Unfortunately, they're usually not.
Because we have to, instead of having the draft, you have to get people to willingly sign up. So you have to tell them lies, otherwise they wouldn't do it.
The military is so despicable. It's so dishonest in how it does everything. I mean, we just recently read a story about how the military recruiters are willing to literally bend over backwards and break the rules just to get somebody to join up these days.
Yeah.
I mean, they were going to give a pothead a test clean kit so he could go and join the military. These are the kinds of people that are in charge, and they're just the recruiters. How bad does it get when you go up to the upper echelons? How corrupt? And we know how corrupt the cops are. How corrupt is the military?
The thing is everybody is willing to do what it takes to get their job done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a good trait. The problem is when killing is your business. That's when all these difficulties start. It's these guys' job to kill people and break things. That's what their job is. It's an army.
You're right. And that's one of the reasons, that's probably the primary reason why in the United States Constitution, you know, that old document that's sitting somewhere in Washington, D.C., it actually says, Article 1, Section 8, that the army is not supposed to be active for more than 2 years at a time.
Yeah, it's pretty clear on that.
The reason for that is exactly what you just said. If you've got a bunch of guys that are trained to kill people, and people who are in charge of those guys, and they're just hanging around, just doing training operations and that sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
the politicians are more likely to use them to do what they're trained to do, and that is kill people. Not just train, but to kill people. And usually, as we've seen for the past couple hundred years, they're used to kill people that they weren't supposed to constitutionally be killing.
What do you mean?
Well, all the wars, unconstitutional,
okay,
so we needed to just stay out of all those
wars. I didn't
wars.
Get your point exactly
yeah.
on that.
Well, so if we had a constitutional country, there'd be no army right
I
now.
Would like to see the army brought back from the 131
That'd
out
be
of
a brilliant
190
step.
UN member states. Let's just pull them back in.
Here's part of the problem with that. I think we're part of the reason why we have them in other countries. When soldiers train, where those soldiers train, soldiers tend to do bad things.
What do you mean?
Soldiers tend to be the type to go out and rape women. And,
oh, I don't know if you can make that kind of a blanket statement about soldiers.
I think
are you saying soldiers are more likely to rape women than the average guy? Is that what you're saying? But to say that
yes, amongst that population, those types of things are more likely to happen.
We have certainly seen stories that women are frequently raped within the military. There's a lot of sexual abuse.
It's been throughout time that's what militaries do. They're sent in to do that.
And I mean the women in the military. They are getting raped by the other military.
Well, yeah.
Right.
But
let's take some numbers on college campuses, too. I mean, when you put that many young guys...
Sorry, man. The statistics are that this is a military thing. That happens with military people. It's the same type of... It's the type of person.
The jarhead type.
The type of person who's willing to go out and kill people is also the type of person who's willing to rape people.
I'm not so sure I'm ready to jump on board with that. I like, you know, I mean, there's definitely a professional soldier. That they're definitely in the minimum, in the minority. Right. Way in the minority.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it's fair to claim that all soldiers are this way. I think that it is fair to say they're more likely than average to commit that behavior.
Okay, but if
how much more? I don't.
If that more likely goes from .0001 to .0009, and it's nine times more likely, it's still an infinitesimal amount.
I also think that soldiers in general are, you know, they're rowdy people, you know, and if you have this type of person where they're not in a situation where they're being disciplined or have something to do, then they come back here, and if they're not, you know, able to get a job or work, when we bring all these soldiers back all of a sudden, you know, what's going to happen? That's a lot of people with idle hands.
They'll be able to work. I mean, first of all, we're talking about bringing them back. You want to just bring them home and just have them train or something, right, man?
I'd prefer to see the military to a great deal disbanded. I would like to see people in place that can train a militia quickly and efficiently in case we have to send armies overseas. to defend, really to defend freedom. And I don't know.
I can't imagine a scenario where that would be necessary.
But I can't either, precisely.
The only overseas that I would consider would be to send somebody to Hawaii to defend them.
Well,
but,
what if a country specifically requested? We were strong allies of the country, and they specifically requested the aid.
Well, that's un-American. I mean, it's unconstitutional. If you want to help out another country, if they need some assistance, send them some money or go join their military. But to suggest that because Syria says they need our help or Egypt says they need our help, that
Israel's
I should be taxed,
example.
Israel, whoever, that I should be taxed to pay for it if I don't agree with it? No, thank you. 800-259-9231, what do you think? How do you feel about Memorial Day? Is it all a sham? This is Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Literally anything goes. We're here live. It is Monday night, so take control of the phones. And don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We got live streaming there, the broadband version of the show, as well as the not-so-broadband version. So everybody who's online can listen completely free at freetalklive.com. Now, before we went away a moment ago, we've just been on this Memorial Day war issue. And just size of government, size of the military government lies to you saying that your friends and family died fighting for freedom when in fact they died for nothing more than political gains. Well, if you got a comment, 800-259-9231. But before we went away, Johnson, you mentioned the idea of, well, okay, Manwich said let's bring the troops home. And I agree completely.
Right.
We definitely need to bring the troops home. We need to shut down the 700-plus military installations that we are operating around the world.
In 130-something nations.
Bring them all home.
Which is almost all the nations. I mean, we're in the majority of the nations.
Yeah, most of the developed ones, at least.
Certainly.
So bring them all home. But then, Johnson, you said, well, what if somebody says they need our help?
What if a country we're strongly allied with already needs our help? Like, for example, France.
I don't know whether they need to fight the European Union. I don't know whether, A, most Americans consider themselves to be strongly allied with France.
I would say, first off,
but they are.
I think that when we're bringing the troops home, we should also cancel and end all alliances.
George Washington basically said that.
Yes, he did.
To have tangling alliances with no nation.
Free trade with all and entangling alliances with none.
Right.
I'm a paraphrase of what he said.
Sorry, I don't know the whole thing. And the fact is, it's true. It's a bad idea to have these entangling alliances. Suppose, here's the reason. Okay, let's go from the point that each man in America is sovereign. He is his own human being and gets to make his decisions and has all these rights. Now you're going to forcibly take from him a dollar, and then forcibly take from everybody in America a dollar.
So we can go save France. Uh-huh.
Well, that's great for somebody like Johnson who wants to help that Frenchies, maybe we can, ride in there with Jacques Cousteau at the front of the Navy. I don't know. Have trained dolphins to attack the bad guys. I'm not sure. But
what if it's not okay with me?
What if it's right? I personally don't like France that much. it's the B.O. and the not washing. No, I'm trying to come up with stereotypes about France. The fact is, I think French
mustache.
I think
damn cheese eaters.
Right, I hate the fact that they eat cheese. I think France is fine, but what if I don't?
You shouldn't be forced to pay for it. Everybody.
That's what's wrong, is that Johnson gets to say.
That is wrong.
Johnson gets to say, I like France, and I think we should go defend France.
In a free America.
I don't, and I'm forcibly taking that dollar from you.
In a free America, there would be no army, necessarily, unless it was for defensive purposes. Mm-hmm. And if there was a country that was having a problem, and you felt strongly about it, you would be free to donate your time and your money to that cause. From what I've read, you're not free to do that today. You're not free to go over and join another country's military.
Well, you can, I think you can join the French Foreign Legion.
I don't know. That's just what I've read. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to the fun. You take control of the show. Clayton in Wisconsin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello, Clayton. What's on your mind?
Yes, I have a couple of questions for you.
Uh-huh.
Now, do you believe that the military itself, when it mandated for everybody to have a high school diploma, do you think they're creating a problem for themselves?
You mean that all the people that come in with a high school diploma?
Yeah.
I don't think that they created much of a problem with them for themselves because the recruiters were solving that problem with online diplomas that were bogus.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I think it's a good. I think it's, if that's what they want to do, that's fine and dandy. Most people can, should be able to pass the GED. I don't want them out there with automatic weapons in my town if they don't get through the GED.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think they're ever going to get it, though. I don't think they're ever going to have a fully educated military like they want.
Well, absolutely not.
Exactly, because for the simple fact of,
smart people don't want to die. Normally.
Exactly.
I mean, the military tends to attract those who are desperate.
You know, I was having a conversation with my wife today about.
Well, maybe it's not a good idea to make people desperate.
What do you mean, as far as
make them desperate?
How do you make them desperate?
Not allowing them to have a proper education financially. Destroying the middle class.
Yeah, you're right about that. The government education system is just destroying people's minds. I agree with that.
Yeah.
You're releasing the GED and the high school diploma isn't worth scrap because you've got people who are illiterate coming out of high school.
Yeah. Now what about, let's say that we turned everything around and we had every man have a term of, say, 1 to 2 years.
Whoa, that would be conscription, Clayton. Are you for slavery?
No, I'm not.
Well, what are you talking about then?
That way every man's trained to be able to have his own militia.
Well, then it should be voluntary.
Well.
Well, it's either going to be voluntary or it's going to be slavery, Clayton. What's your choice?
Well, you know, either you can have an educated population,
uh-huh,
or you can have a bunch of docile minions.
Well, first of all, if we got the government out of education, period, if we returned education to the free market, then there'd be a real good...
voluntarily added as a class in school.
Yeah.
Riflery. You know.
Clayton, I want you to think about that that idea of forcing people into the military. I want to discuss it with you a little bit more, if you can hang on. 800-259-9231. Because there are a lot of people in America who seem to think that the draft is a good idea. I mean, we've done world's smallest political quizzes, political outreach, where people say yes to the draft time and time again. And it just amazes me. Do people not realize you're advocating slavery?
Well, I think
more Free Talk Live coming up.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Chances are, you're paying too much for life insurance. So why not make a free phone call right now that could save you up to 50%, maybe even more, on quality term life insurance from Matrix Direct Insurance Services. Whether you're buying life insurance for the first time or cutting back on the cost of an overpriced policy, one free call to Matrix Direct is the simple and affordable way to get the term life insurance you need. Call Matrix Direct today, and we'll help you get coverage from highly rated insurance companies across the United States with some of the best rates in the country. Here's the number, 1-800-701-TERM. The call is free, the quote is free. Call Matrix Direct now at 1-800-701-TERM. 1-800-701-TERM. That's 1-800-701-TERM.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system with over 500 users interacting. We got thousands of posts for you to surf around through. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manley.
You can again join the fun online at freetalklive.com. But let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. It's the show about your calls. You can call about whatever you want. Talk to Clayton in Wisconsin. Now, Clayton, before we went away, you had advocated a mandatory year or two of military training. Did I get that correctly?
Yes.
Now,
if you think about it, if a gentleman was to do that, that would give him a license to carry a gun for the rest of his life.
Uh-huh. Well, we don't need licenses to carry guns. We have a Second Amendment right to bear firearms. We should not need licenses, period.
Do you have a license to go to church?
No.
Right. It's a right.
Do you agree with Second Amendment, Clayton?
Yes, I agree with the Second Amendment.
Okay, so then how can you be for licensing laws?
As history has shown us, the Constitution can be stripped with bills such as the Patriot Act.
Yeah. Well, yes, obviously history has shown us that, but we're talking about in a fantasy land where America actually got back to a Constitution. You wouldn't need a license to carry a gun, would you?
No. Apparently not.
Okay, good. Because in this fantasy land, we would have a constitutional military, which would mean that there really wouldn't be much of one, with the exception of the Navy.
Just for an example,
each state is supposed to have its militia.
Now,
the term militia was used before the term National Guard,
right.
Which means that the people themselves are to be the militia, meaning the National Army.
I don't know. For example, a lot of people are gonna, would freak out if they heard this, but yeah, I took riflery as a child at summer camp, and I think that people can learn to have responsible firearms usage.
Yeah.
There's no need for the licensing. I mean, a child can handle a firearm.
And I think they should learn on their own, voluntarily, if their parents want to get them into it. I don't think kids should be forced into the military or into any sort of violence training.
Certainly militia training is as an option. Can be given to all young people.
Absolutely.
And I think that's a great thing.
Yeah, that sounds logical.
Yeah, voluntary is the way to go, Clayton. I mean, nice as it would sound to force a bunch of kids, a bunch of brat kids into a military boot camp for their own good.
And peel out some fine, upstanding young men who could be armed and, carry on the American way. That's a good thing.
It's unfortunately not very American to force people to do things they don't want to do. So if you can convince them to join your boot camp on their own, if you can persuade them to join up. Or giving them incentive, show them why they should join, and I think you wouldn't have a problem. I don't think, considering all the people that love the military, I don't think there'd be a problem at all getting recruits for that, Clayton.
Yeah.
So, anything else on your mind, Clayton?
Not really.
Good call. We're glad you're there. Thanks, dude. Call us again sometime. 800-259-9231.
Join the militia, and we'll give you this shiny new Liberty.
Two grand.
Full silver dollar.
There you go. That kind of stuff.
There you go.
It works like a charm for the Army, but they don't even give you something valuable.
They're
just
lying about it. We'll give you money for college.
Free Army.
Sure you have to work your butt off for it once you get in here.
We'll give you a free Army oven mitt if you call in and sign up. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Memorial Day edition of the show. We're here live. We got another hour to go here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We want to hear from you. Do you feel like Memorial Day should be celebrated? Should it be celebrated for the reasons the politicians say you should celebrate it? That our soldiers were defending freedom? I suggest they were just following orders. And bad orders at that. More Free Talk Live on the way. You take control of the show. 800-259-9231.
If you're tired...